A Central Illinois LGBTQI plus advocacy group has taken the unusual step of endorsing the homeless service operations of a group that has historically been opposed to that community on religious doctrinal grounds. The Prairie Pride Coalition is saying the Bloomington Normal operations of the Salvation Army's Safe Harbor Shelter are worthy of support. David Bentlin is on the board of the Prairie Pride Coalition and joins us to talk about why the group chose to make a deeper dive into Salvation Army positions and practices in Central Illinois.
We had heard over the years from members of our organization asking us questions about the policy. Was it still in effect that we should not support the Salvation Army based on past incidences and their mission statement and their policies? And up to this year, we had really deferred to our national and state LGBTQI plus organizations for guidance. And we had heard that, the national office had really not changed that much and that we needed to continue to, cast a very critical eye toward the Salvation Army operation and really question whether we should support that operation. But based on what we were hearing from our local folks, we decided that it was worth looking into a little deeper here on the local level. We had not really done an in-depth analysis of the local Salvation Army and Safe Harbor operation. So we thought that this was a good time for us to take that extra step and maybe provide an added perspective to the situation.
What past instances on the local level had there been with the Salvation Army?
We had a couple of meetings with the staff at the Salvation Army this fall, and they have talked with us about the fact that they know that they have had LGBTQI plus people come through their operations looking for assistance or looking for shelter. So we are aware that the folks in our community have been using the local Salvation Army operation.
So, but had there been any local instances that were negative, that cast the Salvation Army in a negative light, or was that all on the national level in your first reference to
right.
their past history?
Right. We had not heard of any negative experiences on the local level. We were aware of court cases, taking places in some jurisdictions like New York City, where a transgender person brought suit against the Salvation Army operation there based on some discrimination they felt they had experienced at their homeless shelter in New York City. And there are several other cases around the country about that as well.
So what did you find when you talked with local Salvation Army leadership?
Well, we found an operation that has been making some great strides in the last few years. We met with the Director of Social Services, Gabby Bontia, and she explained to us that they understand the national position on LGBTQI people. At the same time, they...
That it's incompatible with Christian life.
Yes, incompatible with Christian life, and sort of a love the sinner, hate the sin sort of approach to our community, which many of us in the community are all too familiar with. But we came, we met with the local operation leaders, and they demonstrated to us that they have been doing a lot of work in this area. Gabby and her staff have attended national and regional conferences, which include sessions about serving the LGBTQI plus community. And these were conferences that were sponsored by the Salvation Army. So that told us a couple of things. It told us that on the local level, there was an interest in better serving members of our community, but also the fact that the Salvation Army is sponsoring these sessions at their conferences tells us that at least it is on their radar, that they realize that they need to do better in this area.
So doctrine and practice are beginning to be different.
Right, right. I think that in looking at our local operation, it was looking at the boots on the ground rather than the philosophical aspect of the Salvation Army. And we got a chance to talk with staff members here in Bloomington Normal, at the Bloomington Normal operation, and we really got a different picture. We got a picture of staff who were very caring, who were very careful about learning more about the LGBTQI plus community, about having the cultural competency necessary to better serve members of our community who need their services.
So what had these conferences offered in ways to better deal with this community?
Right. Well, I'm not sure of the specifics. That might be a better question for the folks at the Salvation Army who attended those conferences. I do know I spoke with a local activist who facilitated training here in Bloomington Normal for the local operation of Salvation Army in Safe Harbor. And I know that they facilitate training that gives staff members the tools they need to offer better respect to the members of the LGBTQI plus community. You know, everything from pronouns, correct pronouns to use for people who are transgender, just a lot of sensitivity to the issues that are important to members of our community. And so when someone does come through their doors who is a member of our community, they can treat them with respect and with inclusion and with an affirming environment.
In the spirit of education, what are those pronouns?
Well, I mean, I go by he, him, his. There are transgender people who would like to use the pronouns that relate to their authentic gender identity. There are some members of our community who use they, them, theirs because they do not want to be pigeonholed into a specific set of pronouns. So there's a learning curve that even, quite honestly, Charlie, members of our community are on when it comes to the pronouns situation. It's changing, it seems, from minute to minute. So there are things like that the local operation knew that they could learn more about and that would help them better serve and respect the people who come through the door at the Salvation Army.
It is one thing to say, okay, let's separate the national stance from the local stance, but you have actually gone on to affirmatively say this chapter of the Salvation Army is worthy of support. Why that larger step?
That was a little bit of a larger step for us to take.
To go public rather than just to your members.
Right. Well, we have a membership of a little over 600 people, and those are not just people restricted to Bloomington Normal. They include people from Peoria, Decatur, Springfield, so they're from all over. But we felt that it was important because we knew that a lot of our supporters and allies who are not necessarily members of our organization needed to know this information as well. And we felt it was very important to offer a nuance and a different perspective to what they're hearing about the Salvation Army. And to be quite honest, we felt it was important also because, relatively speaking, this is a smaller community. I mean, you have metro areas like St. Louis and Chicago that offer a plethora of resources and services for the LGBTQI plus community. When it comes to Bloomington Normal, the resources are much fewer than in some of those larger areas. And when it comes to homeless shelters for adults, there are not a lot of options. And so when we find an organization locally, like the Salvation Army Safe Harbor, that is affirming and offering a safe environment for people who are homeless in our community, that's something that we really felt we really needed to champion. And it kind of ties in with our overall mission as Prairie Pride Coalition. We want to hold up those resources, those organizations, those businesses here locally who are honoring our community, who are accepting and welcoming and providing an environment where people can feel safe and they can feel like they are included.
Would your answer have been different on the support them or don't support them question if they had said to you that they do proselytize instead of view their mission as a service provider and an agency of relief in the community?
It would have been different, yes. For that reason, it would have been different. And it also would have been different if we would have found out differently about how the Red Kettle donations are processed. Those two things were important to us. We did not want to give an endorsement to a local branch of an organization if they were proselytizing, if they were endorsing conversion therapy, different things like that. At the same time, as far as the Red Kettle promotion goes, we were very cautious about that because we wanted to make sure that we completely understood where those dollars were going. And in our discussions with the local staff here at the Salvation Army in Safe Harbor, we did understand and we did find out that those 100% of those donations that go in those red kettles in the Bloomington Normal area stay with the local operation. And that was very important to us. We did not want donations being put in those red kettles with a percentage of it going to the national office. We wanted it to stay local because that's what we're supporting as an LGBTQI plus community and an organization. We're supporting the local operation.
But the local operation has this national name, and the national organization does stand for certain things. Are you participating in supporting their brand by this action?
That's a good question. What I can say is I think what we're supporting is we are supporting people who are working for change from within. And I think that's what the local operation of Salvation Army is trying to do. They are trying to work from within. The way a lot of religious organizations who are dealing with the LGBTQI plus question are doing, there are congregations in certain churches who are working from within to bring about change on a national level. And I think that local operations like our Safe Harbor and Salvation Army are trying hard to bring that work to the national level and trying to push towards some of these changes. So I think you can say that we're endorsing the brand, but we're really not endorsing the brand. We're endorsing the concept of a fully inclusive Salvation Army.
How important is nuance in this day of black and whites and internet broadsides? You mentioned nuance earlier.
Right. I think it's very important because a lot of people can look on the internet and they can see the handful of cases that are happening around the country involving the Salvation Army and the allegations of discrimination against members of our community. And we hope that those cases come to a successful conclusion and that those people who feel they've been discriminated against will find justice through those cases. At the same time, I hesitate to have them speak for the entire local operations of the Salvation Army, because we know there are good people on the local levels who are doing wonderful things. And this is more me personally than anything. It's a case of not wanting to throw the baby out with the bathwater. The vital operations that they provide to members of our community, we needed to find a way to support what they're doing while making that support conditional toward the national office especially.
Are there other instances of service providers or entities, organizations within this community that deserve a similar attempt at balanced scrutiny?
I think there are. In all honesty, this came to us. I met Gabby probably about 4 years ago. And this, we were both attending another meeting, a completely different topic, and ran into her. And I think she was just beginning at the Salvation Army at that time. And she indicated to me that they were going to try to do better in the area of LGBTQI plus services. And so she gave me her business card. And at the time, I didn't think much of it, and I don't even think I kept her business card because I had that mindset that, you know, Salvation Army equals bad. And so I didn't do much with that. But then this fall, I was talking with a local activist, like I said earlier, who had just facilitated some training with the local operation of the Salvation Army in Safe Harbor. And it got me thinking that maybe this was worth a second look, that maybe it was time for us to take a closer look at the local operation. And I'm glad we did, because we found out a lot that we didn't know before. Now, having said that, we would welcome the opportunity to hear from other social service organizations. And we have already heard from a number of them. I mean, we have a local business and resource directory that includes members who are supportive of the LGBTQI plus community. And among those members are social service agencies like Project Oz that are doing great things to address the needs of their clientele who are LGBTQI plus. So we are aware of other organizations in town. But as a result of this, if other social service organizations come to us, we would welcome the opportunity because, as I said earlier, one of our main goals as an organization is to lift up and shine a spotlight on those organizations and businesses and resources in our community who are offering us support.
Are you getting pushback from your own members or your own allies?
We rolled out this statement in a couple of different ways, on our Facebook page and on some other Facebook pages, and then we also sent an email directly to our membership. And we have received support in email form. We've received report from several people in our community, have not received any adverse responses by email. On Facebook, we have gotten a little bit of pushback. I would say, though, the overwhelming response has been support and gratitude to provide this additional information about the Salvation Army and help people feel a little better about supporting that organization.
David Bentland of the Prairie Pride Coalition, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Charlie Schlenker.